Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Academy Award winner J.K. Simmons stars in the new MGM Plus original series, The Westies.
There it is, Javits Center.
Biggest construction project in the history of New York falls into the lap of the Irish.
This Irish crime gang built New York City on blood, sweat, and loyalty. Their legend is true.
The Italians outnumber us about 100 to 1.
Their story is criminal.
This Irish guy's threatening war.
He's gotta go.
Keep out of Hell's Kitchen.
The Westies. Watch now. Only on MGM Plus.
This is Snow Day. Just because very similar to Substitute, it's like it's found money. Like you're not necessarily expecting it, but when it hits, you get to go sledding. You guys do sledding? Yeah, right?
Yeah. Sledding's
yeah.
That's an Asian thing.
Okay, welcome to The Bracket, episode 150. As you see, it is a reunion show with all of the original members, with the one exception of Jeff, who got stuck on a flight to L.A., delayed, sucks, is what it is. But we do have the McMahon returning for the first time in a long time. It is, let me tell you. The first time you get from the McMahon, just a what's up, pal? It's like all the nostalgia comes back like a wave.
Hearing that laugh again, too.
Yeah, the laugh. Yeah.
Great laugh. All time laugh.
Yeah. Great laugh, guy.
I thought I was banned from these platforms the way you fucking morons get these layup NBA questions on the dozen. My phone doesn't ring. So I thought I was banned from the premises. It's nice.
They don't call. They refuse to call you, Coley.
It's crazy. You too. I mean, you're not off the hook for that. I know you don't need many points, but my phone doesn't ring nevertheless.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. That's not my call. You're next.
Once a person stops working at Barstool, they are dead to me.
That's fair. That's more than fair.
Yeah, and Coley, obviously, before pre-show, just open up with some light. Not trying to antagonize us on Stanton at all, I don't think, right?
KB that brought up Stanton.
Oh, it's true.
I would about never. How he's
too muscular, right?
He's too muscular.
Yeah, he just can't.
Yeah, he's perfect.
It just can't run. But today we're doing a bracket of the best childhood thrills. Just basically, we define childhood, we're going to say more like best thrills of growing up, because it's going to extend until being like 17, 18, some of these. We do have ads to get to, the first of which being for Game Time. Game Time, if you've watched anything with us, you know, hear us talk about Game Time all the time. We love them over there. If you watch any of our content, you see it nonstop. Basketball season here is, we can't wait to get out some games this fall with Game Time, the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. There's no feeling like seeing your favorite player during a three live, and Game Time can help. And Game Time Picks helps filter out the fluff so that you can only see the incredible deals on great seats, so you don't have to waste your time searching through thousands of tickets for an NBA college or college basketball game near you. You could go see, if you wanted to, go see the World Series and watch the Yankees win tonight?
I don't know. Yeah. By the time this is out, that series might be over.
Yeah, it's very, very possible. Just pull up the chosen event and turn on Game Time Picks at the top of the screen, or browse for the best local Game Time Picks near you on the Game Time app homepage. So what are you waiting for? Go get some World Series tickets. Again, might be over by now. Using Game Time Picks, take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code BRACKET for $20 off your first purchase. Terms to apply. Again, create an account and redeem code BRACKET for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it? Game Time. All right. First match of the day, as the boys, by the way, obviously you see the Chicago boys, they're out in Boston for the live show. Is there another stop after this one? I forget.
Done
after this one, yeah. But
yeah, they booked us a flight at, Kyle, when's your flight tomorrow?
Dude, they booked us for 6:10, and I gotta change that.
AM?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, in the morning.
No, sir. That's just not going to work.
That's no.
Sorry, I should have asked you that off camera.
So first matchup of the day, number 5 seed versus the 12 seed. The number 5 seed is one of Tommy's, actually. You're the first one to submit it. One of the biggest thrills of growing up is when you get a substitute teacher come in for the day. And I think I want to add on to this one, the TV cart day, because that isn't always mutually exclusive with the substitute guy. I think that could happen with a regular teacher as well. But anytime your class is going to be either taught by a substitute teaching nothing, or by giving you the TV cart watching, like for my class, it was, in my brain, it's always October Sky, the wow. Jake Gyllenhaal movie. In my science class, it was always that movie. Watched that movie 1,000 times. I don't know why. Yeah, that's right. And that's going up against the number 12 seed. Sneaking out of the house for the first time. So sneaking out of your house and going out to wherever it is you were, whatever be they, your parent banned you from going or say it was too late, whatever. So sneaking out of the house versus substitute teachers. We'll start with you, Tommy.
I was a good boy. Never snuck out of my house. So I feel like I can't vote for that in good conscience. Substitute teacher day was great. It is funny in hindsight that just like a 30-year-old guy, like a part-time job, and it was just a bunch of kids being like, how can we make this the worst day ever for this human being? Like, we're gonna make this the most miserable 8 hours possible for this poor man. But it was a lot of fun. You change your name, you know, you're like, oh, I'm this guy. You refuse to do anything. Obviously, you never learned anything of importance that day. It was basically a day off that you got to just spend tormenting a 31-year-old man who was like a part-time pizza delivery driver. So I'll go with that. That was our actual substitute teacher, was also a delivery driver for a Village pizzeria. So I'm going to go with, shout out Village. I'm going to go with sub.
The thought of you like bullying your high school sub.
I mean, not bullying, but just, you know, general hijinks.
Nick.
Yeah, mine was beyond bullying. I think we committed crimes to the substitute. and the barrier for entry for a substitute teacher, is it easy to become one? Do you just kind of sign up?
It has to be.
It's like you're basically like a kindergarten. You're like you're watching Recess, more or less. Like you're more of a watcher than a teacher.
Yeah, that's all it is. I too am like Tommy, which will probably make his fucking day to hear. I've never snuck out. I've never snuck out. I was afraid, and I had nowhere to go. Substitute teacher day is how I saw my first hit. They played, I think it was Gremlins. Gremlins, I think, is rated R, or maybe PG-13, but that's when they were showing tits in PG-13 movies. So I think I saw my first tit because of a substitute teacher playing Gremlins. That was the one that they put on the movie cart.
Wow.
Oh, man.
What are you all mad
at? We didn't get that. Our class.
What was your movie?
Like K-Pax.
K-Pax? Why are you watching K-Pax?
I don't know. Wow. Nothing good.
Kevin Spacey eating the banana peel? That was your movie in high school?
Yeah, that and Bicentennial Man.
It's one of the worst movies.
Those feel like the same movie.
They are.
Holy shit. So two for substitute teachers. Coley.
I'm trying to, like, I'm an asshole, so I take everything very literally. I don't know that that's super thrilling. It was exciting. If Kenjack, you would know probably best, like a thriller movie would have like an element of fear to it, or suspense, sure. Really. There's no suspense getting a substitute, some dork that delivers pizzas in Long Island. Like, that's not super thrilling.
Disagree.
Whether or not I was like breaking out of my home on a nightly basis, like every sitcom in the 90s said I would, that's a thrill right there. You get caught, something happens, something goes awry when you're out in the world, and then you're like, fuck, I'm not even supposed to be here. That's real thrilling right there.
Fuck, I mean, that's a good point. It always reminded me of like in Shawshank when like they put like the fake or whatever. I mean, Escape from Alcatraz, where they put like the fake bodies in. I always thought I had to do that. I'm like, yeah, I need to put a fake body. My parents weren't checking that shit. Like, I'm putting pillows in my blanket or whatever.
You were doing that,
dude? I did it because I thought that my mom would come and like check on me. And I asked her like later when I was growing up, I'm like, do you ever check? She's like, no. I just assumed you were there. So we are 2-1 in favor of the substitute, Che.
Also, maybe not a surprise, never snuck out.
Not a surprise.
Reasons to the other guys. But having a substitute teacher, thrilling, because it is a surprise that you get the substitute teacher day off, essentially. But when you'd write the fake name on the attendance sheet and just wait, 2002, Mr. Ritter, old guy, probably 70s. I'm pretty sure he fought in... he wouldn't have been old enough for World War II. He fought in some war.
He looked at you and he saw flashbacks.
He
did not like you.
So my name.
Did you ever throw a paper plane at him?
my name on the class sign in for him to read aloud was Sue. She loved it. Got a huge pop from the class. Everybody went nuts. So yeah. What a thrill.
The SHE?
Yes. SUE space SHE. killed it. That's good. That's like good a modern day Uber driver. Look at dropping off at an office.
Holy shit. So we were 3 for substitute, 1 for sneaking out. KB.
Yeah, I never snuck out. Door was too loud. I had the loudest door in the lower 48. The door was so loud. Every time you opened it, it was just the whole house heard it. But the cart was the best feeling. They had us in hell in grade school. They had us in hell in Catholic grade school. Like a Tootsie Roll was, if we got a Tootsie Roll, that was the equivalent. That was like a hose on a yacht. So if we got a movie for a whole period, that was the best feeling. So I'm going movie. Even if I was able to sneak out, I would have been too panicky the whole time I was out.
Pizza too, like a pizza party was the best day ever. God. Now I can eat pizza every night that I want to.
Every day.
I can eat pizza whenever I want.
Surprising how old that gets. Yeah. The older you get.
Yeah.
So we're all substitute, except for one for sneaking out of the house. Owen?
I was going to do sneaking out as well. I have less memories of watching movies in school. I think only one I can remember is To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah.
Boring.
First time I drove, I snuck out and drove to Taco barefoot. And
you were a bad kid, though. I could tell. You were the face of a bad kid.
He was, yeah.
I was worried I was barefoot because that was the second crime. You can't drive barefoot.
With your console light on, I thought that was a crime for a long time. If you drive with like the console light. Yeah.
Because that's like an old dad on the road trip law.
Punishable by death, yeah.
Yes.
Feeling lucky? You should be. Meet the new Lucky One sweet tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good. Made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients in a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea. Best part? Every can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One sweet tea today and give back one can at a time.
So you're going to stick with sneaking out?
Yeah, I just don't have as many memories of like getting to mess with substitutes. I feel like a lot of times they'd be pulled from like other teachers within the school and stuff.
We had an extremely drunk old man that was like the go-to substitute, like constantly red-faced, like obliterated, and just put on a movie and fell asleep every single period. But I don't think we had a lot of inter-office guys. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But either way, substitute is going to move on. Now we have the 4 seed versus the 13 seed. The 4 seed, absolute classic, probably one of the most submitted ones. Just seeing that ticker come down on the bottom of the screen. Your school district is closed for a snow day. Just that thrill of sitting there on the TV, bated breath. You're just waiting with your brothers, sisters, whatever, your parents. And just when that hits, nothing like it. And that's going up against the number 9 seed. I guess you can include a little bit of both here. Getting to watch an R-rated movie when you were a kid. Getting into the theater, if you sneak in, if you get in with a parent, whatever. Getting to watch an R-rated movie was awesome. I think the one that always sticks out in my head is, I think, Jackass 2. I got into with my friends, and it was like you were... It, like breaking the law, which you kind of, I guess, were, but like not really. But I don't know. But it was great feeling. So snow day versus what do you call it? Sneaking into an R-rated movie. Owen.
Same thing. I know like buying tickets to the wrong movie and going to a horror thing was big. I wasn't as big on that. I think snow day clears this. I think that was like the best feeling in the world.
Mm-hmm. I think specifically the thrill of when the ticker came on.
Yeah, like waiting and watching the news and like watching it come across those.
I had phone calls. You guys had a phone call? Ours was like a phone call to our house at like 7 a.m. And it was like school's shut. You know,
you're the youngest one here. That's probably.
Yeah.
Owen is. Yeah. Good point. Yeah. So one for the snow day. KB.
Also, did you guys have any superstitions you did the night before
to like induce the snow day?
Yeah, spoon under the pillow and like inside out PJs people did.
That was a big one. I never did it, but I do remember that the PJs one was big.
I wasn't working hard enough for them.
KB.
The snow day by far. We'd turn on the TV and we'd have to wait in alphabetical order as all the local schools passed by. I remember it was Newcomers Town, 2 hour delay. New Philadelphia, 2 hour delay. Ohio County closed. That's the best feeling.
Just like that. Again, it's just like a jolt of adrenaline through your body. Che.
Yeah, the snow day, just because very similar to Substitute, it's like it's found money. Like you're not necessarily expecting it, but when it hits, like free rest of the day, get to go sledding. You guys do sledding? Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Sledding,
yeah. Okay.
That's an Asian thing.
Yeah. love to do that. The saucers, though, you ever do those? Those would go super.
Yeah.
So yeah, love doing that.
Anyone here ever build the snowman?
we're all snow days so far, Coley.
Yeah, I mean, I did Catholic school, kindergarten through 12th grade, and they had a quick trigger for canceling school, which was like we got so many snow days 1 year. Their solution, as opposed to adding days at the end of the year, was to add, I think it was 3 minutes a day.
In the aggregate, that's kind of
funny. Yeah, they were like, it's going to be, every class is going to be 30 seconds longer, which over these next 4 months will add up to that amount of time. And I think I was in ninth grade. I was like, that's not going to be the amount of time we were supposed to be taught at all. Like that's not
way better
close.
Than extra day.
Significantly
incredible.
It was unbelievable. But we also had, if Boston Public was canceled, we didn't even have to wait for like that was just like the whole city was shut down. So yeah, there was truly nothing better. But it was something. Again, they were like, we don't really want to teach you kids. Like we're all set. Like we'll cancel if we even hear. We got a couple snow days where it didn't snow because they canceled it. They just took the word of Kevin Lemanowitz, the local meteorologist, being like, listen, Kevin says it's going to be fucking coming down, so we will not be having school tomorrow. That was the best because then you don't have to shovel too. I don't know if this was for you guys too. If my parents wanted to go to work, they were like, this place better be shoveled out when I get home. So that was kind of the worst part of snow days, at least for me. I don't know how universal that is.
Yeah, I had brothers, and like it was just a factory for shoveling snow once that happened.
Tommy never shoveled
centimeter
of snow.
Me and my friends used to go around and shovel for money.
There's no way you did anything.
This old lady simply had too much snow and we tapped out. we were like, this is just an unmanageable level. Like, we can't do this.
I can imagine you being...
I offered to shovel someone's snow and they just asked me why back.
Yeah, good point.
You think I'm fucking weak?
Why?
I think Nick's right, though. I can imagine you being like the union rep guy at like the work site. That's just the one guy that has to stand there and just watch while everyone else does the work.
Yeah, I was a supervisor.
Yeah.
That or like when the sticky bandits were trying to break into Kevin's house and he just keeps falling down the steps over and over.
So another one for the snow day. Nick.
It's got to be snow day. Like, I remember the rush of me and Casey Hancock sneaking into Memoirs of a Geisha. But
what an awful movie to sneak into.
But it's snow day just because the flip side of it, every other county's canceled and you get a 2 hour delay.
That was the worst.
Yeah.
It's like, how much different could it possibly be in your county than everywhere else nearby?
Ours had like paved roads.
Oh.
That's what
we had. Electricity.
Genuinely, like the other ones were just like, these are dirt, so if we're just gonna like dig holes if we plow, like it was just that we were very lucky.
Tommy.
Yeah, I don't know if it was rated R, so I don't know if we snuck in, but I remember me and my friends when we were, I don't know, 15, went to see the movie Surrogates with Bruce Willis. One of the worst movies of all time, but we had the entire theater to ourselves. Mm-hmm. It was just us, And about 20 minutes in, we realized how bad this was. And we just destroyed that theater. We like were playing hide and go seek in the theater, throwing slushies at each other. Like we just turned that into a field day. But yeah, it's no day. I mean, ultimately, and this is, you know, how we've seen with the first two votes, nothing as a kid, nothing was worse as a kid than school. Mm. So anything that stopped school is going to be hard to beat.
So this next one, as Snow Day moves on, is the first one that I feel like isn't intrinsically tied into school. So the 8 seed is swearing. So the thrill of getting out a good cuss word, especially maybe a new one in front of friends that they maybe didn't hear of. I remember the first time someone said douchebag, I think, around us. We're like, what the fuck is that? You dropped like a brand new one on us. And that's going up against the number 9 seed, you get that feeling when your parent says, all right, fine, we'll stop at insert fast food place on your way home. You're going home. They're like, all right, we'll go to McDonald's on the way home. I don't feel like cooking. Just that great thrill. I know you're going to get that whatever toy, Happy Meal, whatever bullshit. So stopping for fast food on the way home versus swearing, Tommy.
It's tough. I never got a huge thrill at a swearing. When I was a kid, I would ask my dad if things were curse words where I heard. And most of the time, they were nothing. But one time, I did hit fuck. I was like, is fuck a bad word? I was like, yes. That is a bad word.
The one.
But I still feel weird cursing in front of my parents. The fast food, yeah. I mean, you know, instead of like whatever happened whenever your mom or dad were making, being like, we're getting Wendy's for dinner tonight or something, was always great. So I'll go with fast food.
Fast food, Nick?
Fast food was great, but Kyle, I don't know if you knew about, I was in seventh grade. I was in the fuck club. You had to say fuck to get into either Logan Seidler or Joseph Nyer.
I remember that. I still won't even say it, the F club.
You weren't in it. And I was in it really late. I had to like work up the nerve, and I was like, wait, are you kidding me? Like Mackenzie Palachetti's in it?
Oh, he was in it early.
They would pull you off. It would be recess, and they would pull you like behind the school, like towards the woods where all those monkey balls were. And you'd have to say fuck to one of the two, and then you got it.
Yeah,
and it was my heart was beating out of my chest.
I wouldn't say it.
It was one of the greatest.
You
honors.
Said it.
I said fuck. Yeah,
you weren't allowed to.
I know I wasn't allowed to.
But you
that's
still.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah,
that's the thrill.
It was horrifying because then like I was afraid of like the teachers finding out like why did you go back behind the school if they heard like. It was awesome though, and I think I'm still a member, but I'll have to reach out to those guys.
Yeah, I remember the club.
Kyle, say it.
Fuck, I'm good at it now. Fuck.
So one for swearing. I'm assuming you're sticking with swearing, Nick.
Yeah.
Coley.
Yeah, I mean, I in first grade was getting. Jumped by two other miscreants and like one kid was pulling my hair and I called him a shithead and told him to fucking stop. And he immediately went to the principal. He overlooked teacher, went directly to principal to tell him that I had sworn. And the principal came over. He said, I heard you said a bad word. I said, yeah, these fucking shitheads were pulling my hair.
Oh man.
And
Coley, why would you? That was stupid.
I didn't get in trouble because
I looked up to you.
They were shocked that I was like little kids at that age. They'll say a swear, but they don't know how to use it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're just like little Tourette's kids. Like they're just saying it because they know like it gets a reaction out of their parents. My principal was so impressed that I was using it in the correct context that effective. I don't even think I got a call home. I don't even think he was just like, listen, this kid's swearing at a 11th grade level in first grade. We've got prodigy on our hands.
The LeBron James of cursing.
Yeah, basically. Like when I was 11, I went to the official Little League camp. And these summer camps, I don't know the bar for a swear word, but going back to Tommy's point, I almost got kicked out for saying hell yeah. And when they were trying to explain it to me, I had already had two strikes for real swears. So I understand they thought I was pushing it. But when they were explaining it to me, they were like, you said a swear. Like the counselors, these college kids. I was like, no, I didn't. They were like, you said the H-E double hockey sticks word. And I had no idea what that fucking code meant. I didn't know what they thought I was being a little wise ass, like being like, oh, I don't know what that means. I genuinely had no idea what they were talking about. Finally, when they walked away, even other, like, they were acting like KB being like, you said hell. I was like, okay. Like, what are you what are you talking about? What does that mean? That's not a swear. So yeah, I always enjoyed the thrill of that.
Of a good swear. Two for swearing, Che.
Dedication isn't born in the light of day. It's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission. To deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
When I was in first grade, I learned the curse words. I might have said this story before, I'm not sure. But I was at my friend Brad Cantor's house, and we were playing.
No show doxes quite like we do. Yeah. No,
do it. It's a full name, full government.
Yeah. We were in his driveway, and I think I was waiting for like my parents to pick me up. And so his parents were inside, and I just learned these words. And we were playing with chalk, and I wrote the words all over his driveway.
And, oh, man.
You're like Hulk Hogan on the plane.
Yeah, and I didn't know what they meant. I just knew they were bad words. So he got quite the talking to when he got home, and I got off scot-free. So shout out to his twin brothers, Scott and Andrew, now that I just think about it.
Okay. Get them all. You got the mom's name, dad's name.
Any uncles and aunts?
parents, Josh and Karen. Help hope they split up when I was in middle school. But
thank you, Noah.
Yeah, wait, why did they split? Do you have a reason? Please.
That should probably not be the stuff.
Okay. Oh, no.
Well, now he knows. He knows.
That's the line. KB.
Wait, did Scott cheat?
Josh was the father, and Josh and Karen.
Josh was the
child. I don't know the official detail, but I know it wasn't great.
Yuck. KB.
So yeah, I didn't. There was nothing. I couldn't say sucks. Hell, God. So even God. When I did start, even when I, yeah, the Lord's name in vain.
Yeah, that's a big one. That's like number two.
Yeah. Ken Jack.
Yeah, sorry. My bad.
So even when I did start swearing, it came out of my mouth clunky. Like, I don't know.
So you don't.
What
like,
was the other one?
The other one was stopping for fast food on the way home.
Oh, yeah. That was the best, even if it was a 40-cent cheeseburger.
Kyle, did your mom ever hear you say fuck before you started working at Barstool?
That was her first time.
Wow.
She I remember like I was 25 and she sent me like a tweet and she was like, what is this?
That how we raised you, son.
Yeah, she would regularly call, like it devastated her. And I actually stopped for a while.
Mm-hmm. I think that happened.
I don't think my parents have heard me say fuck if it's not on Barstool.
Yeah, Mook actually got in big trouble for that. Mook, he was on the Bracket and he said something like that, and he got in deep shit with his mom because she saw the clip.
Oh no, Mook said I attributed a quote to Mook.
That was it.
Saying he was an atheist, even though he's never said it.
Yeah, it was fuck God. I made a quote card of it. It was Mook, and the quote card just said fuck God, and I put it out. And his mom called him crying. What the fuck? He did not say that. Owen, we are, by the way, 3 for swearing, 2 for stopping for fast food.
I'm going to echo KB's sentiment. I didn't really get into the cuss game until college. And then, I loved fast food. Still do. So I'll vote for that.
You know, like Coley being the first prep to pro cusser in the game's history.
I did not live in a lettered neighborhood. Like it was, that's what we grew up doing. Some good old fashioned cuss.
I just always had nuns and brothers around, I feel like.
Yeah.
We did too.
Same. But Boston's different, I feel like. That's more part of the daily vernacular, right?
While it is, like, I got hit by teachers, you know, like that. Yeah. They were still doing.
You
were
in the era where to get hit, but you're not that old.
Definitely, no, I'm not. That's part of the problem. They were. It was like just getting phased out when I was coming into the system, and there were still some like grandfathered in. We're talking like I'm sure you had the same like 95-year-old nuns. Like,
yeah, we did.
We weren't telling them anything.
Yeah,
yeah.
Arthritis is clamped.
Getting hit is insane.
with the fucking ears, with the ruler,
all sorts of shit. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we're tied up. I'll have to tie break. I think that I would go with swearing off the back of there's this one time in our class where this kid, he kept saying douchebag over and over again. And teacher said, if you say douchebag one more time, you're getting 5 points off of your grade. He said, if I say double douchebag, do I get 10 points off? And the whole class just died laughing. And that made me laugh enough. That's awesome. And in the moment that I will go with swearing. That was a very cool moment.
What was that kid's first and last name?
Frank Barbado. Frank Barbado. It was fucking cool as hell. He also once took a – do you have planners in high school? Like the little book?
Yeah.
He took it and he weighted it in a giant like plastic container, and he froze another kid's planner in a block of ice and brought it to class and just slid it to him.
And then he'd look at the camera and shrug.
No, it didn't happen. So now swearing was going to move on. Now we have the 1 seed versus the 16 seed chain game. Chain game is a true chain game. All of Stephen Che's options, first of which being your parents pulling out of the driveway so you can beat your dick into oblivion.
Oh, yeah. Thrilling.
It was thrilling.
That was, that's good.
I mean, good when you're like 16, you're cranking out two or three of those that are gone for 2 hours.
Jesus Christ. You also, you're what, a boner per class period was the number, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Your PER was crazy. Then we have getting McDonald's when their Monopoly game was out.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really Monopoly good one. Game. Fucked.
That was rigged, like, wasn't it? First,
yeah, it sure was. It was super
rigged. I think so, but like when you're a little kid, you're just like, oh my god, like I can win like cash prizes if I go to my favorite restaurant and collect these stamps that look cool on this board. Like, yeah, that's
I don't know why, but you calling McDonald's your favorite restaurant is just kind of funny.
Like 10 years old, it's probably most of your restaurant.
Favorite restaurant is
McDonald's. That's like your favorite song being in a ringtone.
Yeah. The next up was the dodgeball being the sport of the day in gym class. I agree. That was always a good day. Or like Irish handball sometimes is the rip, but whatever. Discovering king-size the candy bars at the house on Halloween and planning your route around it and it absolutely delivering. That is a great one when you find
it. Che's making way too good of points. He's 4 for 4.
No, these aren't bad ones. I'm just saying there's really good option. Yeah. And then lastly, I love this one, Che. Love this one. The snack bar at your baseball game having incredible snacks like churros and Airheads. The snack bar at the Little League when it was they were good. Yeah, that was a great day.
Those are even the perfect two examples.
Yeah.
Che, dare I say.
Mm-hmm. So to run through the options again, your parents pulling out of the driveway so you can beat your dick into oblivion. Dodgeball being the sport of the day in gym. Discovering the king size candy bar house and the snack bar at your local Little League place having great snacks. Let's start with you, Owen.
I'll go snack bar open at the Little League stadium. It was rare for us, so it hit when it did.
Yeah, hot dog day too. Mm, very good. KB?
All of these are incredible.
Yeah.
I remember just gym class being like my favorite thing in the world, even though you only got to play for a cumulative 8 minutes.
We had this our gym teacher, Mr. Lanzone. He was such a cock. He would.
First name?
I don't remember. I didn't know it, but he would spend so much time explaining the rules to capture the flag. And if people
it's in the name,
right?
It's
if people talked a little bit, he would delay and he'd explain them even more. Ugh.
So one for the snack bar at the baseball game from Owen KB.
Snack bar was incredible and it was good, but I'll go dodgeball or any fun, really fun gym class game.
Mm-hmm. One for dodgeball, Che.
As much as I like cranking that thing, I gotta go McDonald's Monopoly game because that thing, when it comes out, you see the commercials, you're like, all right, let's go McDonald's breakfast. Maybe we hit it for dinner late. Like, you're trying to plan as many McDonald's trips as possible and maximize it. You're gonna get an extra hash brown because that comes with two extra stickers. You're gonna be all over it. So, McDonald's Monopoly.
One for the Monopoly game, Coley.
So I had already sent you my responses before Che asked what age range we were talking, because once you said the age, it extended into teens. If Cummings on the board, there's nothing there's nothing more thrilling for a young boy than Cummings. Yeah. So I think that should almost be banned. Like, it's Cummings versus Snow Day. Well, if I have a snow day, I'm going to be coming all day. So it's still coming.
Yes. Yeah, he's right.
Does everyone remember their first cum?
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, I do too. Yes. Sit in my basement couch. Used to have dry orgasms.
Wait, did you say in your basement couch?
On my basement
couch. Like Frank Reynolds.
Beating it, and then used to be dry orgasms, and one day something just shot right past my face. And I said, oh boy, the game has changed.
Well, you also, you crank it weird, right? You did that.
I used to crank it. I used to rub it like a DJ spinning disc.
Yeah.
No.
Yep. Yep, like he had a clit.
Yeah, like I had a clit. Felt good.
So do you want
to
go?
Wait, you shot, like it went straight from dry to shooting?
Shot. Absolute wow. Cannon.
Left you a 50 caliber that. Bullet hole.
Like Coley cursing. I started coming with authority.
Yeah. Your most ropes were your first. Yeah,
it's only gone downhill.
So which one do you want to go with, Coley?
I'll go dodgeball.
Was a great day. Nick.
Dude, when my parents left, I had a few perfect beat off runs. Like I knew exactly what to do down because I didn't know how to clear history. So go downstairs, ebombsworld.com, sim day and night, go to the cheat codes, infinite charisma, infinite charm, infinite money. Go out, ask your girl on a date. She says yes, you bring her home naked photo. And that was like that was before the garage door shut. And I mean, it was the thrill was coming was just a part of the thrill, which is thing was
being true.
What?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you're right.
But your heart again, used to race just knowing you were about to jerk off.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
But again, it this is favorite childhood memory. I wouldn't say I was a teen. I was like a preteen.
So I would say like it's less childhood and I kind of like rephrased it to be more like biggest thrills growing up.
Dude, yeah. I mean going to the baseball field and getting a taco in a bag was incredible. It was like a dollar. I'm going with that.
So two for the snack bar at Little League, two for dodgeball, one for getting McDonald's Monopoly game.
If we're taking coming off the table, which it seems like we're collectively agreeing to as a group, because how much can we talk about? You know, 14-year-old boys pleasuring themselves before it gets weird.
A lot. I mean,
yeah.
How much time?
30 minutes minimum.
I'll go with the snack bar at the baseball. We also had some great cheese fries there. And that was just, I don't know why food that now is just so accessible and you could eat whenever, for whatever reason, as a kid, getting to get good food when you wanted was thrilling.
Mm-hmm. So that means that the snack bar from Little League is going to move up against your number one seed. I'm glad we kind of got the coming situation out of the way because it is watching porn for the first time, seeing boobs or sex in a movie for the first time. Also adding on to this, the Girls Gone Wild commercials, if you stayed up late enough to catch one. Also adding on to this from Owen, Googling tits for the first time.
Yeah.
All of these are counting under the same banner of just kind of generally seeing tits for the first time when you were growing up. So seeing tits versus the snack bar in Little League. Tommy Smokes.
It's seeing tits by a country mile. I'm sure I've told this story before, but me and my friend James in our basement one day.
James who?
James Schumann, discovered Google Images. And I had like a huge DVD rack. And we were just picking out different hot actresses like Jessica Alba naked. And we would spell it N-A-K-E-T. Like we didn't know exactly how to spell naked at that point.
Wait, how old were you?
He's a fucking,
I don't know.
Sorry, that's a common word.
Last one.
Yeah. It sounds like a T. Naked. Naked. I used to think I say naked. And it sounds like a T, but we were hit Jennifer Gardner naked. And, you know, we'd maybe get AI Photoshops, but then we're just like, what if we just do boobs? That opened up
a
whole new world. And then I remember we didn't know about clearing search history at that point, but we were like, all right, if I just type it, like I thought the only way to find search was to hit the back button. Mm-hmm. So we would go like MLB, Yankees, NHL, NFL, and be like, my dad's not going to hit back that many times. So that those days sitting in my basement with my 85-year-old grandmother and 87-year-old great aunt upstairs watching us as we're just Googling boobs nonstop. Some of the greatest days of my life. I used to watch porn with my friends. I know some people think that's weird, but it was great. Not jerk off, just watch it. Porn, boobs, top of the king of the hill, top of the heat.
Was that the ant you're talking about, the big titty ant, or no?
No, it was not.
I don't know if you I think you were gone by this point. Tommy has an ant with a giant.
That's a thing Ken Jack just made up out of nowhere, and that's, everybody's run with.
She's flat. She's tiny titty.
you have an ant with tiny titties.
Nick.
I remember the first time like watching porn or like things that are meant to cause arousal, I think I was like with my boys and it was uncomfortable because I was like, I was pretty, I was a late bloomer. So like other sleepovers would be like other dudes, like I guess playing with their dicks under the blanket. We just had porn on. And that's in hindsight, really uncomfortable. Looking up tits on the internet, though, I remember there was this one kid who didn't have internet who came over my house. I'm not going to say his name. It's his name is featured in two different states.
Dakota.
Fuck.
yep. I know.
He came over. He didn't have internet, and like. I like turn around for like 2 seconds and he's like printing off pictures of tits, which is the biggest gamble. and he just took them home. I guess you had to. I guess the thrill was incredible of like, it's a risk. It almost feels like espionage. That's how I'd imagine espionage feels like, or a hacker. I'm going with Googling tits.
I think before we could get on Google, I was just reversing back to the shower scene from Starship Troopers over and over again. You'd find one scene in a movie and you just keep going back and forth from it on a VHS. Yeah,
Disney. That was the first time I realized that a woman could lick a man's nipple.
Yeah.
And that was cool.
Very cool. Coley.
Yeah, I mean, not much is going to take down tits. Tits are... as good as it gets as you're growing up. There's nothing better. Genuinely nothing better.
Yeah.
It is funny. There's a weird like kind of bell curve, I guess, where it's like when you're a bit like 0 to 1, tits are very important. And then it goes straight down until you're like what, like 12? And then all of a sudden they become very important again.
Yeah.
It goes straight down. So 3 for titties. Stephen Che, do I need to?
So which one is this? This is going up against the
Little League snack bar.
So this is tough because like, we kicked out tugging it in the other round, which you know that should. But like titties, I think similar vein. Like the first time I saw my tit was, I've told the story, but I was on a cruise ship next to my cousin. We're on the upper deck, and there's a pool area underneath, and I saw a woman sunbathing, and she lifted up one to like. Remove the bikini and put her hand there, and I saw her boob. I jumped up out of my seat and pointed. And was like, did anyone else see that? Like, that's crazy. I just saw a titty. I'm 11. Like, this is awesome.
I think it is different because I do think the thrill of seeing boobs does happen younger than coming.
Oh yeah,
for sure.
It's almost not sexual at first.
A mystery. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thrilling, some might say.
Yeah, very thrilling.
So like it's hard to be like, yeah, I like the churros at Immaculate Heart of Mary better than that because I but like I kind of want to vote for that in the spirit of it because it is kind of cool, like, hey, I'm going to a thing where I'm supposed to be running around and not full and not have a tummy ache, but oh wait, here's this thing that I love right next door that I'm sure I could get my dad to pony up $1.25 for or something like that. So I'm gonna go the non-sexual route here, even though I'm probably gonna vote titties through to the very end. But I'm gonna go with the churros.
The churros. Also, buying like a big pack of Big League Chew, like the fattest lip pushed while you're playing baseball from that concession stand. Yeah, KB.
I'm gonna go with Che here. Like watching porn in early pubescence, like as exciting as it was, and you realize how debilitatingly horny you can get as a boy and man, and it's kind of coupled with a crisis. Like, I want the chili dog and Mountain Dew, but I'm gonna have to need to come for the rest of my life. It was a big weight a big burden almost in it for a young boy. So
I did not have the crises in the moment. I yeah. was just like, this is awesome.
I'm just like, that's a big boob.
So we are 3 for seeing boobies and 2 for the snack bar. Owen.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the boobies.
You almost have to. Yeah.
It's okay being chair gay.
Yeah, pretty much. That's the bottom line here.
Shout out to Tinder, who was my first big titty crush. He was Tim Tebow's girlfriend at the
night
of his. Oh, man.
I'm trying to think of what my. I think now that I don't think mine was one that I actually saw. It would be like a Pam Anderson type deal, right? And that like opens the floodgate. And then once you get the access, you go, the whole world opens up.
Did you guys have a renaissance when you became ass men or no?
Yeah, I've never.
Yeah.
I was late to the ass. So
when we what?
I think I transitioned to the ass kind of early, and then
it was all tits as a boy.
I think you're tits as a boy. I think sometimes college, early adulthood, you're like, oh, I like ass. But I think when you're like a dad, we're like a 50-year-old man, you're back on boobs.
You're back on boobs.
Yeah.
I've never met a man who started as ass, though, an ass boy.
That is a jailed man. That is an impressive man.
Yeah, ass lad. Yeah.
A sixth grader only jacks off to ass.
That just doesn't happen. It's not a thing.
Never happened.
Yeah.
Before we get to the second half, let's talk about our boys over at BetterHelp. The bracket is sponsored by BetterHelp this month. It's all about gratitude. It's what it is. My Thanksgiving's all about. It's sometimes hard to remind ourselves that we're trying our best to make sense of everything in this crazy world, and it ain't easy. Here's a reminder to send some thanks to the people in your life, including yourself. I used BetterHelp over the course of COVID. We couldn't go to my actual provider. It was awesome. Very helpful. You can do it all over the phone, video, whatever you want to do. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Let the gratitude flow with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/lights today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, help.com/lights. All right, second half of the bracket, first matchup. Another Titan one. Number 6 seed is Christmas morning. Just the thrill of sitting down, Christmas morning, running downstairs Christmas morning. It's a very tough one to beat. And that's going up against the number 11 seed, one that got submitted very late. That I immediately, it brought back a huge wave of nostalgia, but I don't know how universal it is. Going down a hill on a bike. And I think you can add on to this if you were a skateboard person, if you were a rollerblade person, whatever, going down a hill at a high speed on something with wheels, it was. And I think you can maybe even add, like you were saying, Shay, like sledding, whatever. I don't know what that is, but like it sounds cool, but you probably do that on a hill as well. Going down a hill versus Christmas morning, it's kind of tough when you frame it like that.
Yeah, but up against Christmas. It's
really tough.
Yeah, I think I know where I'm going.
All right, come on.
This, the second I said it out loud, it was.
And you previewed this as a Titan of a matchup.
Well, no, Titan.
This is a route.
Going down.
You did double-digit presence versus a slope.
I meant to say
go fast. Huh?
I just read Christmas
fucking cool.
I just read Christmas morning and I was like, oh, this is gonna be a good one because I didn't even read the second one. Owen.
I mean Christmas morning's like the pinnacle of like joy, childhood joy and wonder and all that. It's probably that
the one for Christmas morning, KB.
Christmas morning is Katie Ledecky.
What a rep, yeah. It sure is Katie Ledecky.
I was trying to think of the best. I think she's the most replaced from the field.
Yeah. Jay.
Might be the first time that sentence has ever been said.
She's the most dominant athlete in the world.
No, but Christmas morning is Katie Ledecky has probably not been uttered by human lips before.
Jay.
If we're talking about a singular moment,
oh, brother.
Yeah, we know.
Going down that hill on Street, hair flapping. I had a buzz cut. You could just feel the wind going by. Oh, man. You ride around the block. You ride for, a third of a mile to get to that hill. You stop at the top. You stare at the bottom. You're like, I'm going to fuck this shit up. Go down. Bam. Especially if you're a badass not wearing a helmet. I was probably wearing a helmet. But, oh, man.
So what have you been feeling? You said the wind going through your head.
I have a question. Yeah. Did you have a buzz cut or did you feel the wind?
Buzz cut. Oh, buzz
cut. And wearing a helmet.
Oh,
Those are mutually exclusive.
Well, no, the helmet,
wind,
helmet,
the
helmet
wind
goes
through your
here.
Buzz cut.
Going through the 1 millimeter strands of hair.
Yes. But I mean, that was a great feeling. And all, the bottom of the hill, too, was a Coolidge, not a busy street at all. So, like, you kind of blow by that stop sign, make the right back going to your street. Oh, man. That
the amount of money I would pay to watch you just get T-boned. Oh, <my God. laughs> Disregarding a stop sign at the bottom of it.
You'd be like Liz Gonzalez going flying. So, one for going down the hill on the bike. Coley.
It's going to stay at one, I fear. It's Christmas morning. One of the preeminent songs is literally Joy to the World. There is no more joy. There's nothing that supersedes it in joy and thrill. You still have packages that you get to open them. That's it's if opening packages were on here, I think that could advance as well.
Another one for Christmas morning, Nick.
Yes, Christmas. I'm a born pussy, always have been, and I never went fast downhill. And my mom made me wear a full face helmet, like a Fox branded full face helmet. So I didn't do. Yeah,
I don't know how many
my Razor scooter. But yeah, Christmas.
I don't know how many you lived in like a second floor house, but I running down the stairs. It was almost like going down a hill for Christmas, and that was fun. That's going down the stairs.
Morning has a mini hill.
Yeah. It's exactly. Tommy.
Yeah, I'm imagining going down a hill, like sitting like March Madness style. They just got the 11 seed. Who are we going to play? Maybe we could beat the 6 seed. Like, they might not be that. And then they got fucking Christmas morning in a round one matchup. You're just going to lose by 100.
Are you going to travel with the team?
Cameras in the room and their morale is just stuck. Just
they got
there.
The 2012 Miami Heat in the NCAA tournament.
So Christmas movie morning is going to barely squeak by. Now we have the 3 seed versus the 14 seed. The 3 seed is, and I wanted to combine this because I felt like it would be better than having them as separate options. The first and last day of school. So I feel like both days do have.
First day of school is one of the worst fucking things in the world.
People get very thrilled about the first day of school.
They love the first day of school.
Oh, no.
I did too, Steve.
Yeah, and that's going up against the number 14 seed, which is, I believe it was ditching class for the first time. So the first time that you ditch class and you figure out you can figure it out, you could get out of class without having, or whatever bullshit class you don't want to go to anymore, go to lunch, whatever it is. So ditching class for the first time versus the number 3 seed, first/last day of school, Tommy.
Yeah, similar to all the other things, pussy and never really ditched classes. First day of school, crazy that people are saying that was like exciting. I hated the first day of school. The days before the first day of school were like, I would just be depressed. Last day of school is on par with Christmas. It is. We used to in elementary school find out you'd get your final report card and it would write on it who your teacher was for the next year. And that was chilling.
Cause,
no,
yeah,
every,
I like that.
Everybody
oh, I
in
found
the school
out first day of school who my teacher was.
No, it was great because then everybody in the schoolyard would be like, "Oh, you're in my class next year. I'm in your class next year." And then just school is over. It was usually like a half day, so last day of school by a long.
You weren't like laying out your fits for the first day of school or anything.
No, I hated the first day of school.
I liked it, Nick.
First day of school, last day of school was fucking awesome. I think I might have liked first day of school more. It was excitement seeing everybody. We wore uniforms to school, but like new backpack, new lunchbox, seeing who's in your class.
Did you get to wear sneakers during summer uniforms?
No.
Oh, that sucks.
No. Still got to have like a fresh pair of shoes for day one.
I remember like we had to wear ties, but we could choose whatever tie we wanted. And I like first day of school, I think like seventh grade, I wore the piano tie. I was king.
Did.
I
of course
was
you
king.
Did. Yeah, you did.
You guys already all knew that. Yeah.
So the first day last day of school, two votes, Coley.
I mean, I'm with Tommy. I don't understand. Even if you like the first day of school, there's nothing better than the last day of school. That's where I don't know that they should be lumped together. I think it lessens the dominance of the last day of school. What's it up against?
It's going up against ditching class.
Yeah, I didn't ditch class until I was in college. Where do you go? I've never understood that part. I'm already here. I might as well sit in the class. You don't have to pay attention. Just draw your notebook. Do I I never understood. Another thing I feel like doesn't happen as often as it's shown in television shows growing up. Like I don't know anyone who did that.
Literally, so maybe it's different in different classes. In my school, we would ditch and then we'd go to lunch. So like you'd have like an, like you ditch your class before your lunch period and then you drive somewhere further away with your friends and then get some food and come back.
There was no way anybody got away with it.
We got away all the time.
I took the bus, like the city bus, home from school. Like there was no driving. I didn't have a car. Like that all of those words you just said were foreign to me back then. Like those were not on the table by any stretch. And it was like a 400 person school, not class, school. So like the teacher knew the principal knew everybody by first name. You know what I mean? Like he
gotcha.
My principal could come on this show and dox every person he ever taught.
Great.
Yeah, it would be. That'd be a good bit. But it's last day of school is what I'm voting for.
Last day of school specifically. Che.
Yes.
I ditched class a couple times and it was quite a thrill. One time I specifically remember freshman, I think it was the first time I did it. It was me and a couple buddies. We went to Hershey's, which was like the local deli, like sandwich shop that everybody loved. And we saw a teacher from the school in there. So the mission on the way
Hershey's home, we all like, love.
It's like,
oh, okay. Yeah. Hershey's. Yeah.
We had to like sneak out and then they were like leaving like similar time as us. So we were like running through people's backyards, like hopping fences. So that was quite a thrill. I didn't do it that often, but when I did do it, it was a lot of fun. It felt like Mission Impossible. So I'm going to vote for ditching.
Arnold and Gerald skipped school and they missed Carnival Day. And that was always a fear of mine.
Hooky like, Day, yeah.
Peterson got that light up tie. That was real.
Light up tie, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Carnival Day. That was a good episode. And they didn't end up doing anything fun, right? They ended up accidentally
they tried to go to the
city.
Baseball game. They were there, but I think somebody else was there. Maybe their principal.
Yeah.
They ran into red light after red light on that excursion. They had no luck that day.
It was a disaster.
Bad day. So three for the first and last day of school versus ditching class. KB.
Yeah, I never skipped school. So the last day wasn't all that, though. It was the last day of work, the last day of tests, the last day of homework. That was the day. Then it became like a tedious week. Exciting nonetheless. So I'll go first/last day.
Owen?
First and last.
Yeah, first and last. Tough one to beat. And that's going up. Now we have the next matchup, the 7 seed versus the 10 seed. I love the 7 seed. Another late one. Double bounce on the trampoline. Ooh. He's going on getting popcorn. Boom, getting sailed 800 feet in the air. That was fun as fuck. Super thrilling. And that's going up against number 10 seed. I believe this is yours, Coley. Being on a school bus and getting a truck driver to honk his horn. I like that one a lot. That was just keep doing that until they sound it. That was a great feeling. Owen, the truck honk versus the double bounce in the trampoline.
The truck honk sounds good. I don't know if I ever got any of those. We'd play red light, which was a fun game. Basically like an Oklahoma drill. Where you got to get to the back of the bus while the guy's driving.
Oh.
Well, so you sprint against each other?
Yeah. Sounds wildly dangerous.
What's this going up against?
Trampoline double bounce.
Oh, yeah, definitely that. That's a great... I was like, yeah, that was fun. You ever popcorn, too? Someone just, like, is in a fetal position?
Blast. What a blast.
Yeah.
Get him, go send him flying. One for the double bounce, KB.
I love trampolines, but like I only got to rock with the netless ones. Like in West Virginia, like if you had a net on your trampoline, like your dad owned the Pirates. Like, there was no one who had the nets. So it was very dangerous. Dude, so I don't know about double bounce, but the net. The nuttings, yeah.
The only net.
It was so dangerous, but yeah, trampoline.
We had one friend who had a netless trampoline, but it was next to his above ground pool. There's a lot of we did a lot of white trash shit on that.
A lot of those combos in West Virginia. Yep.
That's
a lot of those combos in West Virginia. There's a lot of those combos in the front yard.
Yeah.
In the couches in the front yard too.
Yeah.
The whole house is just out there.
The Isuzu is in the front yard.
Oh my God, the Isuzu. We had one.
Isuzu, dude.
So two for the double bounce. Che.
I was never a big trampoline guy. I been on quite a few, but never got a huge thrill out of it. I do love, like, if you want to make your peers go wild and you're on a bus, if you can get the truck driver to honk his horn, that is a showstopper, standing ovation. Everybody loses their shit. So I'm gonna
standing ovation
in the bus.
Yeah.
So two for the double bounce, one for the truck honk. Coley.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have seen my stature. I wasn't much for leaning when I was a kid. I was tearing a hole in that thing if I was single bouncing, let alone double. I'm a ground guy. That wasn't for me. I approached this as like 8 and under were like the thrills I was thinking of, which again, for me was swearing. But getting I've been a camp counselor. I've been a small child. I have small children now. When those trucks get to honking, it's Jay's not wrong. It's a showstopper. It is an absolute showstopper of a move.
Yeah.
I think, there weren't too many occasions where I got to trampoline. And the trampoline I did go to was like on a slope and it had the exposed springs that were the most rusted. The school bus thing kind of made me feel like a badass for the first time ever. I felt like it was illegal or wrong when really it's the most harmless, playful thing. But I felt that was like maybe the first time I felt like a rebel and cool. So I'm going with the truck honk.
So three for the truck honk, two for the double bounce. Tommy.
This is tough. I don't know if I got a huge thrill at either of these. Going down a hill is pissed that didn't get one of these cupcakes in the first. I think general school hijinks, school bus hijinks were, I don't know, whatever it was, singing song. Just,
singing songs?
Yeah, 100 bottles of beer on the wall, you know, shit like that.
No one's ever completed that in the history of the world. No, you're not going to sit here and tell me you got to
but
one.
But if we're talking through, just bouncing up and down, it's fucking awesome. It's just fucking awesome. I'm going trampoline.
Trampoline, three. Truck honk, three. I think as far as, like, the general thrill goes, like, the thrill of the truck honk is very cool in the moment. But also, like, the thrill of the double bounce is great and it's lasting. And, like, you keep doing it over and over again. The thrill doesn't really feel like it subsides too much. And you can add more stuff to the thrill, like we were saying before. The white trash elements of it, where you get to go jump into a pool. From there, you jump into a bush. You jump, like, onto other stuff. You do wrestling moves on top of the double bounce, on RKO, whatever. I'm going to go with the double bounce and move that on.
There's no way Tommy was ever, like, on the trampoline with somebody else. You hate roughhousing.
Not a chance.
You were the kid that was like, okay, give me 5 minutes. You were the kid. You probably didn't even jump. You were the kid that ran in circles real fast on the trampoline.
There was one time I jumped off my friend's, like, roof onto his trampoline.
No, you didn't.
No,
that's a lie.
No, listen, you
saw that in a movie.
Listen, a very small roof. But then I legitimately and maybe this is how I became what I am. I said, that was so fucking dangerous, Thomas. I was like, what were you thinking? Like, you could have paralyzed yourself and hurt your neck very badly just there. So from then on out, I took it easy on trampoline.
Double bounds is going to move on. Now we have the two seekers.
Hold his nose when he jumped.
double bounce moving on. Now we have the 2 seed versus 15 seed chain game. 15 seed chain game. First option from Coley, watching Aaron Judge strike out in the postseason.
Oh, fuck.
Topical. Uh-huh.
I didn't. Listen, I did that specifically for Ken Jack. I didn't think it is thrilling.
I mean, to be fair, none of us experienced that as a child. That's so it actually, thanks to the bracket, it actually shouldn't even be on here.
No, Ken Jack, you heard him. He changes to growing up. I grew up daily, hourly, even some would argue. And the boyhood joy it fills me with every time, because I see you guys in your little streams and you're like, this, he's gonna, oh man, he made contact, and that's a pop out to shortstop. You guys act like it went 5,000 feet. It's so, like, all of it is beyond thrilling. I don't know anything better at the moment. It's the purest of heroin.
I wanted to give him the platform.
He's not wrong.
Yeah.
That's the worst part.
It sucks.
The worst part.
Not much I can say right now.
From Tommy, letting your parents letting you have a sleepover. That is.
Yeah, I was never a big sleepover kid, but for the simple minded droolers out there, I figured they'd go crazy over this one. I hated sleepovers.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, thank you, Tommy.
So you're going with Judge, it sounds like.
the seeing your teacher outside of school, I think.
Oh, that
Shay
was the opposite of a thrill.
Yeah. Oh, no. I kind of thought it was like weirdly, like, oh, there they are, like, as a human being. I said the other day at the Out of Order show in New York, it was the same feeling when I saw Clemmer there. Seeing Clemmer outside the office is the modern day equivalent of seeing a teacher out of school.
Yeah.
Being Clemmer anywhere but in the middle of a cornfield is jarring.
Yeah, very true. Hanging up.
Hey, guys.
We were at the stream last night. Every now and then we would say like something like, yeah, this person's doing this thing. And you hear Clemmer in the back, we just go, eh. And it's every time he does that noise, it just fucking irks me. The first time that you can jump and hit a door frame or backboard, that is a great moment, I think. I don't know if I would call it thrilling, but the first time that you can really do it is a good one. And a lot of people submit something similar to
touch and rim,
obviously. Yeah. Yeah, you've touched rim.
I mean, on a 7.5.
Okay. Yeah. Your parent letting you pick a toy before you leave a store, just getting like the green light, like, all right, you can pick one thing. That is a great feeling. Running away from home from Coley. I never did this, so I can't relate to it, but I would imagine it is thrilling.
You ran away, hey, Coley?
Oh, it was like a once a week thing.
And oh, cool.
But like that was the thrill. Because again, I didn't have older brothers, you know what I mean? I was a latchkey kid, more or less. So I was raised by the television. So everything that I've referenced so far is something I've just seen, other than cursing, which I learned from the real world. Everything else was TV. And so everyone was always like, oh, you run away from home. And so you'd pack your little backpack, announce I'm leaving. My parents would be like, sick, dude. And then I would get on my bike. I would go probably a quarter of a mile and be like, I've got no plan. This is as far as I thought ahead. I didn't consider shelter, food, any. I'm like 8. Like, where am I gonna go? So I would always just go right back home. And it was like my parents had zero fear that I would be gone forever.
Getting a lollipop from the liquor store or the bank. You could have
the liquor store.
The liquor store.
That's one that got me. I was like, that's not familiar with that one.
So again, raised by alcoholics, cursing. You would go in there daily to get alcohol, and the cashiers would learn your name. They would hand you a lollipop.
Oh, that's so.
And so not only was one addiction being fed, a new one for sugar was sugar. Being cultivated. And you see how that's worked out.
That was bad.
I added / bank because I realized while writing it, liquor store is probably not super universal. That's
right. Did you think it was, like, as a kid, were you like, yeah, everybody's parents go to the liquor store every day, of course.
Yeah, everyone's parents did go to the liquor store every day.
Where I in Boston, from. Yeah.
Like, well, it's not like the whole city or anything like that, but my neighborhood specifically was ravaged with alcoholics, like Irish alcoholics to the core. Very sad and depressing, but when you're getting lollipops as a 4-year-old, the best store in the world, maybe? Yeah. Like, imagine you walk into a store every day, no money, nothing, and someone hands you a lollipop. You're like, this place rules.
Jumping off of a swing in midair. I think it depends on the surface. No, that's a no.
Hell no, nah, I would never do that. You guys,
danger.
No, that's fun as fuck. Jumping off a swing in midair and then hearing the ice cream truck. Once you hear it, like hear whatever you're in your house, you just hear that. Dead. I think that the song's different for each place. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, a Choco Taco or whatever. Just hearing it go up for the first time. So to run through the options again, your parents letting you have a sleepover, seeing a teacher outside of school, the first time that you can hit backboard, your parent letting you pick a toy before leaving the store, running away from home, the lollipop from the liquor store. Not sure if that one's going to get a lot here. Jumping off a swing in midair and hearing the ice cream truck. Let's start with you, KB.
The bank lollipop was the ultimate consolation prize.
Yeah.
But it would have to be the toy at the store, whatever it was, even if it was a quarter. That was my favorite.
Getting a homies out of the little twist
even
thing.
If it was or like that gooey hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. The little sticky look on the string or whatever. Yeah.
A piece of hard gum.
Yeah. A piece of bazooka, like the worst gum you've ever eaten. Yeah. So one for the
seeing the teacher is the worst.
I don't think it ever happened to me.
I liked it.
I thought they lived at the school. Wasn't it?
Yeah, that's why it was so thrilling when you saw them out. It's like seeing something weird. Escape from the zoo.
Uncanny, yeah.
Did you have convents at your school?
No, we didn't, but I don't know.
I was going to say, they did live at my school.
They did?
Yeah. Che.
I remember every single time I've seen a teacher in the wild, and the shock, it just doesn't change. It's like, what the hell are you doing here? Like, this is where I am. You just have to go find
stuff. It would be like that for sure.
Damn right.
But Jake would
be
a
great
with...
black comedian.
Yeah, he would. He would be. Yeah. They'd be shopping.
Yeah, damn. Oh, no.
Stephen Che on Comic View would be all time.
Stephen Che live at the Apollo would be. I'd be front row tickets.
That I don't think that's crazy out of the question. I think that's something that could get set up for sure.
Yes.
I'm gonna go with the lollipops because, like, you probably notice I'm a little bit faded up right now, dude. Bang! Right in my pocket, right here. I got one.
Oh my god! Oh no!
Yeah. Every time
that you popped up.
I'm rocking with strawberry right now. The guy was like, "Take some for your kids." I was like, "No, man, it's Halloween week. They're getting enough stuff. Just taking it from myself because I deserve it." And those are great treats. Whether you're at the bank, at the barbershop, or wherever, if you see a dum dum or some type of lollipop, you got to take advantage. So, yeah, liquor store lollipop for sure.
The lollipop getting a vote. Oh,
I have to go with my trash to get my lollipop.
Yes, sir.
There we go.
Not even that good for the pop. probably sleepover.
Coley.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust, I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pan at work and then the happy hour right after. The Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together. And of course, their denim. Because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
There's, I mean, genuinely, in the moment, you've been denied time after time after time. This time, though, they say yes, you get that toy. I mean, come on. Mm. That's like a mini Christmas in the middle of the year. It doesn't get better than that.
Mm-hmm. So two for getting the toy. Nick.
I think my first of many panic attacks were because I couldn't decide between a toy. That was like, it was like a downward spiral. I never chose right. Always buyer's remorse. I got afraid at a lot of sleepovers. Lollipop, that runs the risk of grabbing like the cream soda dum-dum. Mm. That's day ruining.
Bad.
What were the other options?
Sleepover, seeing the teacher outside of school, first time you can jump into the backboard, parent letting you pick the toy, running away from home, lollipop at the liquor store, jumping off a swing in midair, and hearing the ice cream truck.
Ice cream truck didn't really come by. I remember I saw the teacher. My teacher was my waitress once over the summer.
Hell no.
I'm abstaining. Don't like any of these.
Don't like any of these. All right, one abstain.
Nah, fuck them.
Owen.
That's a bummer, man.
I hated getting toys.
None of those eight things ever brought me joy.
I don't want to throw a vote away. I don't want to vote ignorantly.
This is you picking a toy all over again.
Can we assume you're doing the same thing on the 5th?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're not going to choose.
I went sleepover.
Sleepover?
Oh, that's an option? Yeah, I'm going to go sleepover.
You're going sleepover as well? Okay, so you originally had the toy before leaving the store, right?
I knew the simple-minded droolers would eat that one up like slopping a pig trough.
They were fun as hell.
So two for the sleepover, one for picking the toy before you leave the store, and one for the lollipop at the liquor store. Tom,
I'm going ice cream toy. I think that's getting slept on here. Nothing it like here, hearing that and then running outside asking for $5. So I'm going ice cream truck.
That means Sleepover is going to end up winning. So Sleepover is going up against the number two seed. This is more of a general one, but like when you're growing up, pulling off pranks. So it could be Ding Dong Ditch, it could be the poop bag thing, it could be prank calls, any of those sort of things where it's like you could act, you feel like you could get in trouble, but it's worth it because you're pulling off a prank. It is a, if you're talking just straight thrills when you're growing up, that's some of the biggest thrills you're going to get. So pulling off pranks versus getting the green light for sleepovers with your friends, Tommy.
Yeah, pulling off prank. I mean, I went through a big prank call phase. Me and my friends, we put up some dynamite prank calls.
There's one time for content like last year.
Yeah, but that's how I was born. There was one time me and my cousin just rang the front doorbell, so my mom would go get it, and we ran in the back door in the basement. Thought it was the sickest thing ever. Yeah, sleepovers. Nothing like having a bad night of sleep on a fucking floor and being afraid that you're gonna wake up with shaving cream on your hand, and you know everyone was gonna fall and do shit to you if you fell asleep first. Yeah, exactly.
You're afraid of
afraid of pranks. Yeah,
pranking adults was fun. So I'm gonna go with prank calls.
One for the prank calls, Owen.
I'm going sleepover over pranks based on what Tommy said, because you can be the butt of the prank. When you were listing the pranks, it reminded me of ditching when we would just ride our bikes.
Oh, it was so mean.
Which is a blast until you're the ditchy.
Mm-hmm.
What is ditching?
You just like leave one of your friends, essentially.
Oh, man.
On bike. But sleepovers are pure. They're fun.
Getting ditched, that might be the worst feeling in the world. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we are 1-1 right now, Nick.
Those are your friends.
Did you guys have a kid that always got naked at a sleepover?
Yes. Oh, yeah. So.
Was yours Carter Huffman, Kyle?
It was Carter Huffman. I feel bad. Yeah. I always have to bring him down like this, but yeah, we loved it. We loved it.
It was hilarious. So, it was like,
he'd be hanging out butt naked or just go to sleep butt naked?
No. He'd be like, hey, I'll be right back. And he'd come out and he'd be butt naked. Like, it was funny as fuck. The kid in my grade was a different naked kid, but I don't know if RJ.
Mm-hmm.
Is this different than Sweet Potato Pat? Yeah,
Sweet Potato Pat, I didn't mean to. I was an adult.
Okay. Yeah, with this big testicle.
Pranks were fun. I met like one of my best friends. I met him because they just moved to the neighborhood. We ding dong ditched him, and he ran out of the house and caught up and hung out with us for like the rest of the day. Cleveland.
Hmm. Oh, Cleveland shit. Game.
Yeah. And so that's how I met him through ding dong ditching. So
stick with pranks. There we go. Yeah. Two for pranks, one for the sleepover. Coley.
Yeah. I mean, pranks are funny for sure, but a sleepover it feels like like you flew to a foreign country, like you're in someone else's house. You don't know, like you're rummaging. You ever rummage through someone's medicine cabinet? Closets in general. Nothing better than it. Like, I don't know. You feel like you're like your parents are like the U.S. embassy. So like you can be saved. Like you can't get in too much trouble. You can be not invited back, things of that nature. But yeah, you can do whatever you want.
I always fucked up.
They always have better snacks. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
One time I was like sitting, it was like the morning after a sleepover, they were still asleep. I was just sitting at their kitchen table and there were scissors and paper. So I just started cutting. And then I realized I cut up all their mail. I was just the panic that hit me.
Yeah. What the fuck is wrong with your friend Nick? He's cut up all their mail.
He woke up at like 6 a.m. and just cut up our mail.
Jesus Christ. Jared was sleeping at a friend's house who had a fridge in the garage that was just filled with soda.
I was about to say, that was the ultimate sleepover.
Yep.
Fudgesicles and soda.
Yeah.
Dude, the fudgesicles were always so freezer burnt, and I would have
that's so bad.
Did you ever go to the one that had it was like the fudge sundae cups, where it's like you peel the thing off and it's like a fudge sundae in a cup? Those ones, had a couple of those. Those were nice.
Why hasn't Big Popsicle figured out a solution to that? They've just been running the same play for 40 years. It hasn't worked once. Like, it's been stopped at the goal line time and time again. They're not even attempting to come up with a solution.
Freezer burn is it's a non-solvable problem.
Yeah.
And that's like the last thing you'd expect from a freezer, for it to burn your your product.
Truly.
That probably really threw him for a fucking loop when they first discovered it.
It's like, oh, people keep buying it, but it's not. I don't think we have to fix this.
Oh, fuck.
Nothing's
burnt. Popsicles are burnt from the freezer.
Well, they're like testing their oven. Like, nothing's getting cold in here. Can't figure it out. So we are 2-2 right now, Che.
So speaking of Brad Cantor, man, that boy had legendary sleepovers. He had a giant house, and his basement is where we'd have the sleepovers. We would do all types of things. Watch Adam Sandler movies, play video games. We'd have jumping contests where everyone would bring their pillow, stack it up, and then we'd do it kind of like the limbo, like the opposite of limbo. We would raise a pillow every time and, you know, play who gets eliminated. One time, so he had a basement, and then he had like kind of an attached, I guess, like laundry room where, you know, didn't have carpet over, but he had a fridge down there. And this guy had so much Sunny Delight. It was cases of it. His dad probably worked at Sunny Delight. I don't know. And so we were drinking so much Sunny Delight. And then about an hour later, he tells us that his parents just put an alarm system in and we couldn't open the basement door or the alarm would go off. That's pretty late at this point. And we were all 2-3 Sunny Delights in, and there's no bathroom downstairs. So we spent the night peeing in Sunny D bottles, only the next morning to figure out that the alarm was meant for all the outside doors. So we could have just walked to the bathroom. We don't want to wake his parents up.
Ew, night, dude. But
always a fun time at the Cantor residence for a sleepover. So I got to go sleepover.
Keep in mind, Dana B was doing this optionally like 3 years ago, pissing in bottles when he went to sleep. That is, and in Marty's house, wasn't it too? I think.
Yeah.
It's fucking gross.
Dana's never had a house of his own.
Yeah, he's always someone else's place.
He's always crashing somewhere.
The beer guy, man. So you're going with sleepover, Che?
Yes.
3 for sleepover, 2 for pulling pranks, KB.
Sleepover. The sleepover basement was the open seas. We didn't do like jumping contests and pillow playoffs. We were just humping everything. Halo and humping.
Way better.
You were humping?
We were humping everything and everyone. That was all we did.
That's such like the perfect like teen word, humping. Like, I'm going to hump stuff.
We were still
the leader
humping
of the humping, Kyle?
Carter Hoffman. But we held our weight. Like,
you know what would have been a good thrill was grinding at a school dance.
Yeah,
we didn't get to do that.
Didn't get to do it.
And what do you call it? The Room for Jesus or whatever they at least that's my impression of the Catholic school thing. They would always say that. So sleepover is going to win. Before we get into our playoffs, let's hear from Ibotta. Grocery bills are so expensive these days, but now they don't have to be. Start getting cash back on your grocery shopping with the free Ibotta app and get cash back every time you shop. It's the free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys, so you can make sure that you're beating inflation no matter what you're purchasing. The average user earns $256 a year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, so you can buy that flight you've been eyeing, that game you've been dying to go to, or that fancy dinner you've been craving. Other apps give you points that don't amount to much, but with Ibotta, you just add the offers to the app, upload your receipt, and get real cash. You can cash out in your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards. Join over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers, including Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy, and more. Right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying the app and using code BRACKET when you register. So go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app and start earning cash back using code BRACKET. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store using code BRACKET. Shout out to Ibotta. All right, first round of the playoffs, we have Snow Day versus Substitute Teacher, which is kind of interesting because if you don't have a particularly snowy year, the Substitute Teacher Day is kind of like the snow day in a way, but it's not quite the, I don't know if it's the same throw. I don't know. That's for you guys to decide. Let's start out with you, KB.
Snow day versus what?
Substitute Teacher Day.
Snow day.
Snow day for sure. I guess because you're home at least.
Like, one you're at school, one you're not.
One is, that's going to sweep.
Yeah. One for the snow day, Che.
Yeah, snow day is awesome just because, you know, again, house money.
Yeah. Coley?
It is, it is snow day, but some places I do know, like Boston Public School, if there were a year with a lot of snow days, they were in school till fucking July, making up those days. So the substitute teacher day, you're there, but you at least get the time served. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that, there is a lot of benefit to that thrill. But I am going to go snow day because I didn't have to deal with that shit.
Mm-hmm. 3 for snow day, Nick.
Coley makes a good point. There was a point where the 2-hour delay surpassed the snow day because they didn't add on any extra days. Each class was like 10 minutes. Substitute teacher day. I don't know who I'm fooling. It's snow day.
Yeah, it's snow day. Yeah. Good movie too. Owen.
Snow day.
Snow day. Tommy.
Snow day. Yeah. Substitute teacher day. Maybe your teacher left you some assignments or something like a total bitch, but definitely snow day. You got nothing.
So now we have boobs. Seeing boobs for the first time versus swearing.
Yeah, I want to vote for boobs.
Tommy, boobs versus swearing.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Saying, oh, fuck, shit, or seeing a couple nips on a couple round like mouths.
Still thrilled by those curse words.
Yeah.
If you're giving me the option right now, I'm going to curse. I'm going to see a boob. Show me them titties.
See those boobs, Owen?
Yeah, boobs.
Boobs, Nick?
I don't know. Like, boobs. Nick.
Don't rewrite history. You were not an ass
boy. Oh, I grew up an ass boy. It's boobs. It's boobs.
It's 3 for boobs, Coley.
Yeah, come on.
Boobs, Jay. That was sinister, KB.
Yeah, tits.
Yeah, clean sweep for tits. So to go into the finals, boobs versus snow days. Seeing boobs for the first time. This is a good match.
This is a good one.
So seeing boobs for the first time.
UNC Final Four.
Yeah. If only going down that hill was up against one of these. KB.
This is for the first time or just the early days?
I think seeing boobs for like the first few times, I think should be.
Okay. Man, it's going to be snow day for me.
It's going to be.
It was more consequential the whole day off.
Mm-hmm. One for snow day, Che.
I'm here to help.
On August 21st.
We have a story.
Mutiny arrives on the big screen.
Who are you?
Is trust me.
Jason Statham stars in the action movie to end your summer.
What do you want?
Vengeance.
Mutiny. Rated R.
Think. Seeing a tit for the first time is more consequential because this, like, the moment I saw that woman like lift up her hand, my life changed. Snow day is just like you have a nice afternoon, morning, and stuff like that. But you know, you're gonna take off your snow pants and get in the shower when it's all done. This one's different, so I'm gonna go with titties.
That poor woman has no idea that 3 seconds of vulnerability she showed on a carnival cruise changed. It's still getting talked about 30 years later.
Oh shit! That woman has like grandkids now.
Yeah,
it's fucking changed.
She's like, I saw your boobs.
One to one right now, Coley.
For me, it's snow day by a lot. Like, I can still replicate the feeling of seeing a tit today.
Your first one,
the closest we got to a snow day was COVID-19, which sucked.
That's true.
Did not have the same feeling.
Yeah. You don't get snow days anymore. You just don't. You don't have that at all. So it's. No, I don't know that future generations will even experience that. They'll just make you work from your computer and shit. Like, I don't even. That might be extinct.
Yeah, that's what they did to the kids now. The ones that are over COVID. They don't really have like snow days. They just do it over the computer. Yeah. Sucks.
That's a shame.
So we are 2 for snow day, 1 for boob. Nick?
Yeah, I think snow day comes down to that news ticker. You're waiting, the excitement. It's like the lottery. If there were a news ticker, if I was going to see a titty that day. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. But that would change it up.
Oh my God. That would be,
you see your school? Yeah, like, fuck, girl. Let's go.
Owen?
My second Coley, I think seeing boobs, it's still a thrill to me as an adult. I can't replicate the snow day. That makes it more of a childhood thrill to me.
Snow day is going to win, but Tommy.
Yeah, I'm going boobs, but not even out of horniness. More like if we're talking thrill, there was that thrill. Like, I forget who mentioned it, of like, it was espionage. Like, you were making sure your parents didn't walk in when you were on the computer and stuff. And that was thrilling in and of itself. And then seeing the nipple was the cherry on top.
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure you mentioned that.
No, somebody,
shout out to myself. Yeah,
somebody else said the word espionage. I'm certain of it.
On the other side, Christmas morning versus the first or last day of school, depending on which one you want.
Oh my god!
So, Tommy,
it's a good one.
No, it's not.
I think it. I think last day of school versus Christmas mornings. It's a close game.
Oh my god! One of them.
Christmas morning wins, but it's a close game. I think there is something. Is my mic cut out? Okay. Something about Christmas, about the last day of school that was great. But yeah, I mean, waking up on Christmas morning, the walk down the stairs, and like being like, it was like a 30 seconds of like, oh my god, I'm about to have my life changed. Christmas morning.
One for Christmas morning, Owen.
Tommy's never beating the maybe Jewish allegation.
Yeah. Almost not voting for Christmas.
We have to peer pressure him into Christmas.
Imagine 8 nights of that shit.
Christmas morning. It's the better morning, but also, yeah, there's no school yesterday, today, the next day. You get all the benefits of the last day of school. It's
the Christmas day, though, you come back from Christmas break and you show off all of your toys is also a good day, I think. Yeah, that's also a fun one. So two for Christmas, Nick.
I mean, it's an adage. People say it's like Christmas morning. Something amazing happened. Oh, it's the gold standard. Just like Christmas morning.
And it's so true. And it's true.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Christmas morning.
Although, you know, I'll counter only with this. After a certain age, and maybe Che and Coley would say this, is it also thrilling as an adult watching your kids open up the toys? Does that make it too thrilling?
It can't be the same.
Yeah.
Not even close.
But it is thrilling. It's just not, obviously not the same.
Yeah.
But yeah. I still view Christmas as fondly as I did the day I found out about it.
Yeah.
Your parents just sit you down, wait till we tell you about this shit.
If we're doing worse things, finding out Santa wasn't real was absolutely brutal. Yeah, that was life-changingly bad. Yeah.
So we're all Christmas morning right now, Coley.
I mean, you know me to be a good person. What kind of fucking idiot would vote for school versus Christmas? That's the debate we're having, right? School or Christmas? Oh, Christmas.
Could be last day of school. There's still school involved either way.
School.
Yeah. Jay.
I need a newspaper of school defeats Christmas.
Santa Claus holding it up. Yeah.
Hostage.
But Jay.
Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas, KB.
Yeah, Christmas.
Yeah, it's all Christmas. On top end, we have sleepovers versus the double bounce on the trampoline. I think I don't know what the big difference is between the popcorning, but so sleepover.
I mean, they shouldn't even play this game because no, they're just going to get walloped by Christmas.
KB?
Sleepovers over anything on a trampoline.
Sleepovers, Che?
Sleepovers.
Sleepovers, Cole?
Sleepovers is playing this game hoping, like Yankees fans when Otani got hurt, like hoping and praying for anything to happen to Christmas.
Santa blows out an Achilles.
Anything. Yeah, absolutely. Rudolph's nose out. Yeah. something to go awry for Christmas to not make it with a healthy five for this game. Because, it's sleepover, but who gives a shit?
Sleepover.
They have how many wise men?
God.
Myrrh. They're bringing the myrrh.
Frankincense. Nick.
A sleepover. I mean, if the house has a trampoline, could potentially great day. I got afraid at sleepovers, man. I don't know what it was.
There's a naked kid everywhere humping it when Kyle's around.
There's a humping naked boy.
Yeah. Molested by Carter Huffman. That's why he didn't like it.
Hey, he never molested.
All consensual. My.
He was like the Louis C.K.
Yeah,
he did it to himself and made everyone watch.
Yeah. He locked you guys in. He didn't do anything. But
Kyle, he kind of was.
I didn't argue that one.
He's gonna be so mad.
His whole family is gonna be pissed. They're great family friends. His mom is so sweet.
Owen.
Sleepovers.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough, Tommy.
I would have went trampoline, but whatever. 8 hours of stress at a sleepover. I'll be happily casting my vote against Sleepover in favor of Christmas here, though.
I'll just add it straight to your vote, Sleepover versus Christmas. One for Christmas, Owen.
Christmas.
It's a tough one, Christmas.
Good.
Nick?
The only downside of Christmas is if, like, the house got full and, like, somebody got sent, like, had to sleep in your room with you as well. I didn't like that. But, I mean, it is Christmas. I don't know what I'm doing here. It's Christmas.
Three for Christmas, Coley.
You're saying the worst part of Christmas was potentially a sleepover? The thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll be.
Yeah, Christmas. Christmas and four.
Christmas, Jay.
Yeah, Christmas.
Christmas, KB.
A sleepover wouldn't beat my sister's stocking. That's how much. I just like.
Oh shit, so
going down a hill sitting at home like I tried to fucking warn you guys. This team is not to be messed with.
Before we do the finals, last advertiser of the day, Factor. Sweater weather pairs perfectly with savory fall foods, but with your busy schedule sometimes it's hard to eat the way you like to. That's where Factor comes in. Their chefs come in and do the shopping and chopping for your fresh, never frozen, fully cooked meals right to your doorstep. All you have to do is heat it and eat it. We love Factor here. They sponsor a bunch of stuff, like surviving and shit like that. We've talked about it's like 2.5 minutes in the microwave, tastes like they just made it for you.
So unbelievably,
legitimately incredible. And the smoothies are unreal. Always smoothies. I can't figure out how that technology works that they still taste like they just made it, like right there. That's why Factor offers 35 wholesome meals every single week, including gourmet plus, keto, calorie smart, and vegan and veggie, so that you always find something that suits your lifestyle, from easy breakfast and smoothies to delectable midnight snacks. Factor has over 60 add-ons to help you keep fueled and focused 24/7 with a ton of flavors you never get bored. Head to factormeals.com/LCB50 and use code LCB50 to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next month. That's code LCB50 at factormeals.com/LCB50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. Shout out to Factor. All right, finals. The snow day versus Christmas morning. KB.
Yeah, this is the same amount of blowout. It's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
You can even get a snow day on Christmas.
Wow. What? You're
like,
home.
It's just snow. No, what? I'm just saying, it's like a snowy day.
But that's not what we're talking about. Jay.
I thought that point was gonna be an up.
No.
No. DOA.
I mean, everything about a snow day, the best things are Christmas. You have the day off. Christmas, you get a ton of presents. See family and stuff like that. Basketball's on. Like, yeah, sign me up for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Another one for Christmas, Coley.
Yeah, there is an astounding lack of basketball on snow days, which has always bothered me. There was one year we got a snow day the last day before Christmas vacation. So we got like a bonus day of Christmas vacation, which you just can't draw it up better than that. But even still, that paled in comparison to the actual. They've really nailed everything with, like, I don't, if we did anything else as well as Christmas, now we're inching towards a utopia, because that good God that they smoked that one.
We wait all year for it. It's like, why don't we just do that all the time?
So it's so good.
I'll be so pissed if Christmas ever rebrands.
Oh, well,
they're trying.
If the liberals get their hands on it, maybe. No, but
it's now.
Nick.
It's Christmas.
It's Christmas, Owen.
Christmas, yeah. Feels like Christmas morning.
Christmas.
Yeah, Tommy, it's Christmas. The Christmas. Winner of the bracket 150, the best there. The biggest thrills growing up, waking up Christmas morning, going downstairs, getting that present. I still remember didn't expect it to happen, the Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 Xbox 360. Never had a new console before. Getting that and unwrapping it, like Elite Edition Xbox with the wrapping, just I can remember that thrill the rest of my life. Like, it is a core memory. I'm sure you guys all have very similar ones as well.
I've gotten some shitty gifts, though, too.
Like, oh, what?
Definitely.
One year, I call it the elbow patch Christmas, because my mom bought me a bunch of sweaters with elbow patches. Everything I got had fucking suede elbow patches. I was like a freshman in high school. Yeah. Everything I got had the suede elbow patch.
What did you think you were doing with your elbows that you needed that many patches?
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
Never crossed her mind that you might not like elbow patches.
Yes.
No, could ruin the whole, could take down the whole Christmas.
Yeah, that's Nick all the time.
Yeah. I see. I see teaching assistant in your future.
So that's the winner of the bracket. Thank you, Owen and Coley, for jumping back on. Obviously, Che, he's been busy during football season. Owen, or rather, Coley, missed you a ton, bud. But yeah, we'll be back next week with a new topic. Great seeing you guys.
Iconic summer moments deserve an iconic drink. Reach for Mountain Dew, an American original. From its beginnings in the foothills of Tennessee to your biggest summer yet. The refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew is the perfect companion to your American summer adventures. Enjoy the refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew. Tasting great since 48. Look for Mountain Dew in stores near you at MountainDew.com. That's MountainDew.com.
What's up, Tom?
I don't even really want to talk to you, Cole.
What do you mean?
I know you're only going to have mean things to say.
What did I do?
Yeah, he's always hating you.
What? No, I mean because of the Yankees, not because of anything else.
He also never liked you.
He did never like me. Yeah.
I feel like I gave you a warning that your Yankee compatriots didn't. They led you down a path to believe in a man that there was no sense in believing in.
Are we talking about Aaron Boone or Aaron Judge?
No, Aaron Boone's like, if you thought he was ever smart, that was your fault.
No, that's Brian Cashman's the only one who thinks that.
I can understand falling for the trap of thinking Aaron Judge had a soul.
The only clip I saw was the dude running the bases outlandishly slow. Who was that?
That's Giancarlo Stanton. He actually can hit, but he is
that's who you should be pissed at.
No, he's the only guy that hits on the team, but he is unfortunately slower than you would think is humanly possible.
What's his like 40 time?
Well, he just has like awful, like he gets hamstring injuries every month more or less, so he doesn't play the field. They basically told him, you just get up there and you swing the bat, because he'll hit the ball like 500 feet pretty often, but do not even think about running at any point. And that has that has cost them in moments.
So it's the third base coach's fault.
Yeah, it would be more his fault than Stan, but I don't even hate the send. It took the perfect throw. They made the perfect throw.
Right. He's not even fat, is he?
No, he's... You would look at you if you looked at him, you would say, this is the most athletic, fast man who's ever lived. You would look at him and you'd be like, God, he must be amazing at everything. And he's basically paralyzed.
his
big, that actually was an issue. Is he there was a theory that he was getting hurt so much because he was too strong, he had no body fat. So he was just all muscle, and it would just like tear because there was Jackson no like cushion theory promoting it.
No, Tom, body.
Tommy, do you think you could beat him in a race?
Yeah. I think any of us could. Assuming like he's running to first as if it is on a ground ball. If he was turning it on, he would beat me, but
If that wasn't turned on last night, what's he waiting for?
He was like, fuck it.
Oh, shit. Wait, are you guys talking Stanton? What's up, Coley?
What's up, pal? Yeah, we're talking. I don't know why. Tommy brought it up. I didn't do anything to encourage this behavior.
Just wearing a Dodgers jersey.
Oh, this old thing? What do you mean?